The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Just like when you get ready for a wedding and you're getting ready to get married, you want to look your best, you know, and have the dress and hair, all this stuff. And that's just for a wedding here on earth. But to think of getting ready to see Jesus face to face, what can we do to get ready for that moment? I mean, it's awesome. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for heaven.
After suffering two heart attacks, Rachel Ruth Lotz Wright shares about the importance of preparing to meet Jesus.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. My friend and co-host Tammy Trent is with me as always. Have you ever had a near-death experience or somewhere where you at least thought, I don't know if I'm getting out of this?
Yes, I actually have. Yes, now that you say that, I was in Australia in a car with Anita, my assistant, traveling at a women's conference. We were on a back road, and I remember getting into one lane and seeing a semi-truck coming right at us, and we had nowhere to go. And somehow, we wiggled our way out of that, ended up on the side of the road, and we both just sat there like, didn't say a thing.
Well, you know, in those fast ones, yeah, you don't have time to think. But a lot of situations that we face, especially as we get older, right, you have to really contemplate this idea of, as the book says, preparing to meet Jesus. And I think that's part of the reason that this program that we're going to see today with Ann Graham Lotz and her daughter, Rachel Ruth Lotz Wright, lots of names, and there's the Billy Graham name in there, too, because they're related, right? But it's something that we all have to confront at some point, which is death. And none of us likes the idea of confronting death, but Christ gives us hope. So I don't know. I think even though it's a hard topic, it's a hopeful topic.
It is hopeful, Randy. And I think it challenges me too with anything in my life. I mean, God is at the center of my life. Mm. It's something that's incredibly important to me. It's the biggest priority of my life. And for me to know that I am prepared at any moment, like I know I'm not promised tomorrow, but I have today. So the choices I make today, everything I do today matters in preparation to meet my Father one day. I can't wait, but am I fully ready? I think it's a good challenge.
Yeah, it's a great perspective shift. So I know you're going to be blessed today. Here are Ann Graham Lotz and her daughter, Rachel Ruth.
Well, these two ladies have in many ways experienced hell against their bodies. Really, Ann had cancer, and it's a miracle. Her daughter had, tell us what, because you didn't just have one thing coming at you.
Yeah.
You had a heart attack.
I did. I had two, and they're called, it's called SCAD, spontaneous coronary artery dissection. And it's very rare. It can happen to women basically in their 30s or 40s under a high stress event or like a hard exercise event. And I went in for a routine stress test, and it was terrible. Mm. And I walked out with chest pain, and I thought it was acid reflux. And 4 days later, you know, I ended up going to the hospital and had my first heart attack, and the next day I had the second one. So, and it just, the artery on the inside just shreds. So.
Now, you all have written a book together, Preparing to Meet Jesus. Tell me how this all came to be, because this is a call of God on y'all's life.
Yes, it is. And I feel like, James, this is the message of the hour. I believe that I'm living in the last generation. I believe Jesus is soon to return. And I've believed that since I was a girl. He's given me scriptures that I believe confirm it. And I won't go into the details of all that, but I could base my conviction on what He's told me in His Word. But we're all going to meet Jesus at some point. Mm-hmm. He'll either be our bridegroom and our Savior, or He's going to be our judge. You know, you can't avoid that. So when I look at the church, generally speaking, I see a lot of people asleep. They're not ready to meet Jesus. And they're going to have many, many regrets at that moment. And I'm talking about people who have put their faith in Him and they go to church and, you know, but they're just not ready to meet Him. And so we wrote this book together, and He will, you know, you brought out, this fall will be my fifth year checkup for breast cancer.
Wow.
So I faced death, you know, when I had that diagnosis. Ray Truth has had her two heart attacks a year and a half ago. We almost lost her. I watched her, and I knew she was dying, and God pulled her back from that brink. You never know when you're going to step into eternity. And we need to be ready for that moment. And I live my life so that 5 minutes before I see Jesus, I have as few regrets as possible. And if he doesn't come for me in the rapture, I know one day, because of my age, one day soon I'm going to step into eternity. I'm going to see him. And I don't want to have regrets. And the interesting thing is, you know, in olden days, in Jewish culture and Hebrew culture, the bridegroom would go and make an arrangement with the bride's family and betroth her to him. And they would be married but not living together. Then he would go back, and his job during that year's interim was to prepare a place for her to live in. Mm-hmm. Her job during that year's interim was to get ready to go and live with him. So I feel like we're in that. You know, Jesus said he's gone to prepare a place for us. He will come again to receive us to himself, that where he is, we may be also. He's getting the house ready. We need to get ourselves ready, whether it's whether it's through old age, whether it's through a horrible accident, whether it's through disease, whether it's through the rapture, we need to be ready. So Rachel Ruth teaches an incredible online Bible study. It's you can find it at anngrahamlotz.org.
What's it called? What is it called?
Just Rachel Ruth.
Just Rachel Ruth's Bible study. So it was Rachel Ruth's Genesis Bible study. Now I'm going to be teaching Exodus, but you can find it on anngrahamlotz.org.
And she has 13,000 people from around the world. Yeah. So from Russia, from Lebanon, from Africa, from Australia. And she was teaching through Genesis and teaching this particular passage, because the book is based on, you'll have to tell them, but Genesis 24, the story of Abraham when he sent his servant Eleazar to look for a bride for his son Isaac. And so Rachel Ruth has gone through and taken principles or characteristics one at a time, there are 21 of them, and found them in Rebecca and in the story, and then she's applied them to us. So each chapter in this book is based on one of those principles, one of those characteristics, and at the end of the chapter, we have a challenge, which is just an application for us, ourselves, and then when I finished working on that chapter, Rachel Ruth wrote the chapters, I worked on them, worked on the little challenge, and then the prayer that came to my heart and my mind is what I wrote down at the end of that. So I have personal prayers at the end of each one. But Rachel, tell them about your about Isaac and Rebecca and maybe some of the chapters.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Were you surprised at what you saw coming on her after she went through this and then to start writing and teaching this way? Did that surprise you at all?
It did before that. I remember the first time I heard her teaching, it was at the Cove for a women's Christmas thing, and it was packed with 450 women packed in there for their Christmas luncheon. And I went to support her, and I got blown away. And when she gave the invitation, when she gave the invitation, there were dozens of people, women who stood to receive Christ, and she prayed them through the prayer, and I somehow I had missed that. I raised her, and somehow I missed it. How'd that happen? And so, because she's the one with ADD, she's the one who's got a crazy sense of humor, and to see her stand up and preach with power. You know, she was a teacher, she was a preacher. And so our last book had just come out, Jesus Followers, which is then when her heart attacks happened. And then we wrote this book together, you know, it's been a journey, James. So I'm amazed at what God has allowed her to do and her sensitivity to His Spirit, her incredible insights into His Word. You read through it, you won't find anything like this because the insights are so fresh and so Spirit-inspired that you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be blessed. You know, it's a fabulous story.
It looks to me like by the 21 chapters, it's a 3-week, 21-day journey into the fullness of the presence
That's
of
right.
God.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at what He's doing? You didn't know you was going to have a PR person that'd be this excited about it, did you?
I know. Well, it's so sweet. And this, I feel like I am evidence of what the Lord can do with a very weak vessel, because there's no reason why I should be able to get up and give a message or write a book. I was the student every teacher just dreaded to have, because I couldn't comprehend. I was raising my hand all the time. I don't understand. And so it just, I felt like God took the least of these and is using me, and I'm baffled by it. Every time I get up to speak or I write a book, like I reread it, and I had to do it on the audio book, and I'm just like, how did God do that?
You are a miracle. Okay, tell me what you want the book to do, how you believe God's going to use it.
Well, just looking around at what's happening in our world, it is unreal how everything is melting down and all these horrible things are happening, and they're going after our children. They're going after truth. Like, truth is, they don't want it anywhere. And Christians are getting persecuted, and you just cannot even believe the things that are happening. And so we know Jesus is getting ready to come back, and I feel like a lot of believers probably want to tuck away and just wait, you know, but we have to prepare ourselves for
when
that day.
Be a light, set up on the light. We got to be visible.
Exactly.
And he's visible in us.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right.
And so this book hopefully addresses those things where we can search our hearts if there's kindness, if there's humility, if we were even part of God's family. Have we ever given, we may go to church and go to Bible study, but do we ever remember a time when we've prayed and asked Jesus to come live inside?
And stop on that one, because that was the first characteristic that Abraham gave the servant.
Yeah.
So it's
so sweet in the story of Abraham when he asked his servant, you know, I need you to go find a bride for Isaac, and don't look amongst the Canaanites. I want you to go to my family and find a bride for Isaac. And so the servant does that because that was important. He didn't want a Canaanite who isn't, you know, doesn't care about God or anything like that, but go back to his family. And that is such a picture that in order to be a bride, we have to be part of God's family. That's the first characteristic, is to make sure you're part of the family. And so we've got to make sure that we have a time in our lives where we've asked Jesus, humbled ourselves, and said, I know I'm a sinner, and I want you to come into my life and take away these sins and cover them with your blood and have a right relationship with you. And then the journey begins, and then you can do the rest of the book, because then we can just kind of gently go through piece by piece, and do I see this in my life, and how can I fix this? And it's just like when you get ready for a wedding and you're getting ready to get married, you want to look your best, you know, and have the dress and hair, all this stuff. And that's just for a wedding here on earth, but to think of getting ready to see Jesus face to face, what can we do to get ready for that moment? I mean, it's awesome. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for heaven, but we can do things to get ready to see.
And did you feel like it turned out to be rather deliberate, that you would, what we could easily make a day process?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that what you've seen happen?
Yes.
So they're just short chapters. So we were saying last night, it's so nice, especially if you're busy, but just have a short chapter that touches on one primary characteristic or principle.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that the servant chose according to the guidelines that Abraham gave him, but he chose Rebecca. But then Rebecca had to choose. We were talking about that this morning.
Yes. Well, it's so sweet, because when Abraham was asking his servant, then the servant said, well, that's fine, but if when I go, what if she doesn't want to come with me? And he said, well, then I don't hold you to this. It's okay. Don't force her, you know, in a sense, and then don't take Isaac. I want him to stay here. And so that's a picture of that we're all offered this free gift, but it's up to us to choose. Mm-hmm. Do we want to follow?
Do we want to go?
So it's this great, beautiful picture of both. And we're chosen, but are we going to choose?
And you know, you're choosing him. You're not choosing a membership.
Yes.
Betty was a church member, but she didn't know Jesus.
Yes. That's true.
And she was the sweetest little church member you ever saw.
There's so many like that.
But to know now, at the age that we are, we're considered part of the older generation now, you know. James and I have said over and over again, we want this to be the best season of our life.
Yes.
We want to be closer to him and to walk closer in his footsteps than we ever have before. We want to have more zeal and love for what God loves. Yeah. He loves all of us.
That's right.
And we want to show that love in the greatest way that we've ever been able to express it.
Well, you all do that, Betty. Yeah. Can I just tell you, I want to encourage you. You're so loving and genuine and authentic. But I think there are a lot of people out there today like you were.
Yeah.
So they go to church, they're involved in religion, you know, they don't really know a personal relationship. And the last characteristic that Ray Truth pulled out, which is my favorite, I think, maybe other than the first one about being the member of the father's family, but the last one is that when the servant took Rebecca and she met Isaac, he took her into his mother's tent and he loved her. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just an arranged marriage. It wasn't just something that she had to do. It was a love relationship. Mm-hmm. And the relationship we have with our heavenly bridegroom is a love relationship. It's not just master and servant or boss and employer or employee, or it's a love relationship. It's our bridegroom who's in love with the bride, and we need to, with hearts overflowing with love for him, we want to be ready for that first look. At least I do.
See, I'm going to be 80 years old, and I have never felt more loved.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like his love is so unconditional. It's boundless, it's endless, yeah. It's not measurable.
Yes.
And it's continually expressed. Yes. And it's like he lets me know he's excited
yeah.
that I'm so excited about
yes,
experiencing
exactly.
his love
yes.
and then expressing that
yeah,
love.
Exactly.
And when you see, to me, that's what he's praying for. Yeah. As I look at these steps and I just read over them, all the things you're talking about are characteristics of somebody that's finding their way yeah. into the center of God's will
yes.
to be a member that's rightly connected to the other members so that you're blessing one another
yes.
and then as a body you're blessing everybody
yes.
on this planet
yes.
because they can see him.
That's right.
They
can
see his body
right.
adorned in his glory.
Yes.
Isn't that basically where you're trying to
yes.
take everybody?
It's that natural overflow. When we have that time with the Lord and we're honest before him and we get rid of things that we see in our own lives that we don't need there. And then not only are we blessed, but the others around us are.
It really is the greatest evangelistic
yeah.
tool, is just to be somebody who represents Jesus
yes.
so well
yeah.
that other people want to know him because of what they see in us.
Yeah. Right.
You have to be pleased with her countenance when you look at her, because you know when I met her, I've not met her in person,
mm-hmm.
and I saw her, she has a radiance, and the whole church can have that radiance.
That's
I mean,
exactly right.
you've always had that
yeah.
desire
yeah.
for God to flow, and
yeah.
you want it,
yeah.
but you got to admit, you're watching a miracle right
yeah.
here. Not only the fact that she's alive,
yeah.
but that Jesus is living
yeah,
so visibly
right.
in her.
Yeah,
can't
yeah,
you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And I
you
believe
know.
we can see it in his whole church
yeah, yeah.
if we would just come like you're
yeah.
trying to help us
yeah.
get there.
Yeah. I think that's right. And I think the things that Ray Truth has been through, the pressures, problems, stress, pain, God has used that to develop what you've just seen, what
yeah.
you see. And I think the church right now is getting ready to go through a time of persecution. It is going through a time of persecution.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they're doing are just, you know, almost you just can't believe. But I think God's going to use that, just like he did in Acts, to purify the church so that it becomes what you've said, so that we're attractive to the world. Right now, I think the world, so many of the, they paint us with the same brush and they despise us because they think we're self-righteous, judgmental, whatever. But you strip all of that away and you see somebody who's suffering and still with joy on their face and love in their hearts and caring about their neighbor. That's something that'll
that
make
them
take notice.
That was the New Testament church in the book of Acts. And
that's
it
right.
brought down the greatest power
yeah.
that had ever
that's
been
right.
established
that's
on this
right.
earth.
That's
it
right.
came down
yeah.
so that ultimately the power of
yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
could
that's
go
right.
to everyone
yes.
and great births and miracles
yeah.
of things that change
yeah.
lives and reach
yeah.
millions
yeah.
could happen. And I believe right now today, the church dressed up in Jesus,
uh-huh.
prepared to meet Jesus,
yeah.
adored in his glory.
That's right.
I honestly believe it's possible
yeah.
that billions
yeah.
of people
yeah.
would come to that Jesus
yeah.
if they could see that Jesus,
right.
because the one they think they see
yeah.
or they've never seen, they're not attracted
that's
to.
Exactly
but I believe
right, James.
That I
right.
see him in you.
Aww.
Now, let me just pray for you. Lord,
Aww.
I love this girl. I got her on my heart because Mom put her on our heart. And she's a miracle to be alive.
That's right.
And she's got your glory. And she's trying to get your church adorned in that glory that she's walking in. Mom's excited about it, should be excited about it. But Lord, we want it to happen to everybody that's listening right now and watching, to really be prepared to meet you and to show people
that's
around
right.
them how
yes.
beautiful you are,
yes, exactly.
how magnificent you
that's
are.
Right.
Please, God,
yes.
let us be an answer to Jesus' prayer
yes.
in John 17.
That's right.
Let us see that prayer answered. In Jesus' name we pray.
If you're not prepared, I would invite you to call the telephone number on the screen right now. There's someone there who will pray with you. And whether it's about end-of-life issues, a crisis you're facing, just a situation you just want someone to walk with you for a little bit, call that prayer line. We are here to pray with you. And if you want this book, Preparing to Meet Jesus, there's a way to get it, Tammy, and I think it'll bless people.
Yes, for any gift that you're able to give today to this incredible mission, Christmas Shoes and Smiles, we're going to send you this book. It will definitely bless you.
Yeah, request it
yeah.
and watch this, because you can really bless someone this year.
Yeah.
You can share the love of Jesus in a very practical, tangible way.
Mm-hmm.
I pray you'll be a part of this. Watch
yeah.
this.
We're so excited to help you with that. For nearly two decades, Friends of Life Outreach International have made it possible for us to bless thousands of children during the Christmas season through our Christmas Shoes and Smiles campaign. Because of their generosity, we've been able to provide shoes for children of impoverished families throughout the world. And for children impacted with cleft lip and palate disorders, we have blessed them with corrective surgeries. This year, we want to do even more. We want to provide surgeries for children who are suffering with various neurological disabilities, including spina bifida and hydrocephalus, also known as water on the brain.
For almost all children who do not have treatment for their hydrocephalus, many will die.
This Christmas season and all year round, the quality of children's lives, and in many cases their very lives, depend on them receiving corrective neurological surgeries. We need your support to help build a state-of-the-art surgical center so that we can say yes to children and their families who are waiting for life-saving care.
What an opportunity.
Yes.
And Tammy, you know, I love the Christmas Shoes and Smiles every year.
Me too.
Obviously, the shoes are a lot of fun. There's that shot you just saw where all the kids are running. They look like they're on the same soccer team or something, right?
I know. It's great.
But just to be able to give them something simple. And mm-hmm. what we don't realize is that it does save lives. Literally, the shoe can save lives because there are a lot of things in the soil, hookworm and things like that, that cause all sorts of problems. I don't know. It seems so simple. That it's like, why not? We can do this.
I know, it's a simple act of love.
It is.
And it's a great way to give love and hope and fun to these children that some of them, Randy, have never even had shoes.
No, they haven't, you know. And the way they're built, by the way, I've got one here. They pass these things down. Because you know kids, they outgrow shoes. And they pass them along. We'll see these shoes. You can go certain places around the world and see these shoes for a long time.
That's
and
true.
You make that possible. I'm waving the shoe at you.
Yeah.
But listen. The cleft palate surgeries. Tammy, I know you've seen the before and after pictures.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Right. What a change, a life-saving change in these cases.
Totally life-saving and would change their lives forever. When I think that it would only take $500 to change a little kid's life for the rest of his life, that is very little in comparison, and it's totally doable. There's some exciting things happening right now.
There are. And you know, the $500 is the average price for a corrective surgery. And once that's done, I mean, the child can eat, can breathe. It really is a lifesaver. But listen, this year, we have such a huge opportunity to go above and beyond the normal blessing that Christmas Shoes and Smiles will bring. And that is with this surgical center. And I don't know that I can stress how critical this is. We have a location in Uganda, but people come from not only from all over the region, but from all over the world for these various neurological issues. Mm-hmm. And we have people right now doing these, but they are overwhelmed. There is more need than they have capacity for. And this facility performs more surgeries every year than the average hospital here in the United States or Canada or Australia. They are doing the work. They are beautiful, dedicated doctors and nurses and staff there doing the work to save lives. But we want to do more. And Tammy, I know you're asking before, someone has graciously granted a huge gift, more than half of the $1.2 million to make this possible, but we need to finish that out.
Incredible. We need $500,000 immediately to help finish this. The need is great.
Yeah.
We get to be a part of it. Look, this is how it breaks down. For $36, you will provide shoes for 10 children. For $72, you will provide shoes for 20 children. For $180, you'll provide shoes for 50 children. It's an incredible opportunity. And here's the other one. For $500, you could do a complete corrective surgery on a child that needs something today, done today. Let's give them a better future. And if you could do an extra 1,000 or more, we're going to put that right toward this new surgical center that is going to change the lives of more than we could even imagine, Randy.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about Christmas. It's early, I know. But the spirit of Christmas is one of giving and sharing Christ with the world. Emmanuel, God with us. What better way to say God is with you than through the expression of saving a life?
Yeah.
So I hope you will go online go to the phone right now and just listen, look, do what God puts on your heart. Let it be an expression of love. And just know, you will put a smile on a child's face and very possibly save a life.
Yeah.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you will be a blessing to someone this year. Let's make Christmas so special, one that they will not forget. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, and don't forget, we are going above and beyond this year with that surgical center. I know we can do it, and Tammy, I know. We're not just going to save lives, we're going to impact so many people with the love of Christ.
Totally incredible. And it's exciting to be a part of that. Yeah. Thank you so much. And look, for any gift that you can give today, request this book. We'll get it right out to you, Preparing to Meet Jesus. God bless you. And we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Bye-bye.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
My pain in the present is very connected to something that was left unhealed in the past.
Carrie Oles helps you unlock healing from your past pain.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.